Hello and welcome back to the Morbid Homemakers podcast. I'm Brian. It's been a while since we've talked. And, you know, with the school season starting, I was out at the grocery store the other week doing my weekly shopping trip, which sometimes is a daily shopping trip, depending on what I need. But when I walked in, there was a huge display and it said, "Welcome back to school." And it had underneath of it, which was like, it really pissed me off, but it was all these processed food snacks, you know, Little Debbie cakes, Tasty cakes, fruit roll-ups, fruit gushers, like lots of really snack type foods. But I mean, and it's convenient for parents to be able to buy a box of that and juice packs and say, "Hey, when you get home from school, start your homework, but we have snacks in the pantry, it's Capri Sun and fruit roll-ups." Now, what the parents might think now is convenience, but what they're not looking at is the amount of high fructose corn syrup that's in these snacks, as well as a plethora of other artificial ingredients that are in them. And you can say all you want to about, "Well, no, this says like a third less added sugar," or "This says, you know, no sugar added." Look at the back, okay? Look at the ingredients listing. If you can pronounce all of those ingredients and you use them in your everyday vernacular, go ahead, buy the food for your children or buy the food for yourself even. If you can't, put it back down. It's not worth all the hassle. If there's some kind of scientific Latin name for an ingredient, I don't buy it. I just don't. I want 5 ingredients or less, unless I know like it's, you know, homemade stuff. Right now in the oven, I'm baking kale chips. Beet chips are another great thing. Instead of potato chips, which have a lot of added ingredients, a lot of added fats because they're fried, you can alternate that and swap out for potato chips or sweet potato chips that are baked that you made yourself with olive oil, sea salt, slice them on the mandolin. A mandolin is a kitchen tool, and it ranges in price between anywhere from $10 to $50. You get what you pay for, as with everything. So, you know, the $10 mandolin might pretty much be your everyday slicing. It might not last for all the time that a $50 mandolin will, but any good mandolin will cost between $25 and $30. And I got mine from Macy's. I absolutely love it. It's lasted me for over 2 years now, and I can't live without it. It gets the slices paper thin, it gets them slightly thin and a little bit thicker. So it really associates me and helps me with my need for it in the kitchen. But back to healthy eating and healthy power food snacks is what I'm calling this, power snacks. Getting it back to, you know, your kids, what I would have liked to see underneath that grocery sign is some apples, some oranges, some fresh produce under there, and even maybe perhaps recipe cards for simple, easy to prepare recipes for parents to make their children, or even ideas that they could, you know, could be sort of inspiration for the child to say, "Hey, you know what? Yeah, I've had peanut butter and jelly this way. Why don't I try it with peanut butter, honey, and raisins? I know you might cringe your nose, but try it. It's really good." Like simple ingredients that if you're not consuming that jelly, you know, look at what else there is. Tell your kids, "Hey, peanut butter is great and all, but have you tried almond butter? It's so good." And, you know, they might throw a fit. They might not sneak it in. Tell them it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and sneak the almond butter in. It is so good. And I really just emphasize healthy eating for children because I think it develops into healthy eating habits, you know, when we get older. I remember when I was younger, we never really, I mean, my sister and I would come home and we eat some unhealthy things. But I think it was more so around the high school period when I started to, you know, bake and cook myself a little bit, not too much. But I was becoming more conscious of what I was eating, as I think a lot of, you know, tweens are. It doesn't really develop when they're younger, but why not start them when they're younger? Teach them that food can be delicious and it doesn't have to be in a package for it to be good. And I really think that's a message that we really need to focus on more with our children and more with even ourselves even, is that, you know, if you prepare things, you can take pride in that. But not only that, you also know exactly what your children eat. Almost as if you grow your own garden. You know exactly where your food comes from. You know exactly how it was grown, so on and so forth. So it's sort of the same thing. Why are you so concerned about growing your own tomatoes? Because you don't want to have a hot house or a greenhouse grown tomato in the middle of summer, but you're willing to feed your children preservatives and high fructose corn syrup and all these terrible, terrible ingredients that they should not be consuming. It just doesn't make sense. So I figured we would talk a little bit today about different types of power snacks to feed your children or yourselves during the workday or after school, during school, whatever. And they're not really hard to prepare. The thing with snacks is that it's sort of a midday, mid-meal pick-me-up. So eating something that's going to just drain you down, make you crave more sugars, it's sort of nonsensical and almost, you know, stupid. But eating things that are really good for you and provide a lot of essential vitamins and minerals, things like that, it really is the quote-unquote power snack. It will give you that little extra kick, almost as if a Red Bull would, or a coffee, or something with a lot of additives and caffeine. Not to that extreme, of course, but I mean, you understand what I'm saying. More minerals, more vitamins, the better. The better your body is going to function and perform. So, like I said, right now I am baking kale chips. I know this podcast does not start until September 23rd, which I work two jobs. You guys know this about me. I'm always busy, and time isn't really always with the essence with me. So I record these things when I can, but tonight's the True Blood finale. I have to work today, but I figure when I come home, I know I'll want to snack on something. So instead of running to go get popcorn or something, I could make popcorn. It's not that terrible for you, but you got to pop the kernels yourself and everything. I just decided, you know what? Now I'm trying to watch my weight. Holidays are coming up around the corner. I am going to make kale chips. Kale chips are so easy. Now, all you have to do is get the kale bunches. That's about two bunches will make you a big batch of kale chips. But what I do, it kind of cheats, and it is a little bit processed because it is cut up. But I buy the bag of the chopped curly kale because they want it in about 2-inch pieces, and most of them are about 2-inch pieces. And I don't mind crumbs, so I go and I just take them out, toss them with, I rinse them, drain them, pat them dry, and then I toss them with a little bit of olive oil, put them in a 300-degree oven, bake them for 35 minutes, tossing them every 10 minutes in between, and they're done. And they'll shrink up a little bit, I mean, compared to when you first put them in. So you might have to do like two or three batches to feed a family, but one tray for me is plenty. I'll have some for even tomorrow's snack. Beet chips are another great thing. I mean, oh, and kale is high in so many great vitamins, vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin B6, vitamin C. So it's great, and it's low calories. So if you are trying to watch your weight or trying to watch your child's weight, it's a great thing to feed them. I mean, even though the olive oil, but seriously, olive oil compared to like a potato, which is high in calories, it's a great carbohydrate that will provide energy over time, which is what a carbohydrate is supposed to do. I hate how we're so anti-carb, because the carbs really aren't the enemy. It's stupid choices when eating is the enemy. And anyway, back to kale. So yeah, kale's a great alternative. Another great thing for kids to eat. And if you have luck with this, I mean, even if you have luck with the kale chips, good luck, because I can't imagine a child eating kale chips or beet chips, but beet chips is another great thing. And basically, again, take your mandolin, peel the beet, slice it paper thin, toss it with a little bit of olive oil, sprinkle it with a little bit of sea salt, put it in the oven, again, roasting it, and find a recipe that you, I mean, they have different kinds of, you can add like sriracha and then make them a little bit of a spicy beet chip, different kinds of recipes online. So the World Wide Web is such a great source for finding recipes and these sorts of things. So I recommend doing that and go in there and look at some of that. Now, the beet is really high in folic acid. Which is great for battling cancer, and it also prevents birth defects. So pregnant women, eat your beets. But it's not really funny. It's terrible. But it's really high in fiber, and also it's really high in iron and has a lot of cancer-fighting beta-carotene as well. So beets are one of those power foods that people kind of snub their nose at a little bit, but if prepared the right way, they kind of take on a different flavor palette. And, you know, I think what's ruined it for a lot of people is a batch of bad pickled beets. They're probably were at some function when they were a child, and their great aunt has this, what she thinks is an amazing recipe for pickled beets, and it ends up being disgusting and completely ruins beets for people. They can't even think about them without being traumatized with that terrible pickled beets incident. But or something else, stewed beets, I'll say the worst. But no, beets are one of these great things where you can actually like make so many wonderful dishes out of them, and they take on so many different flavor palettes, and I just wish people would have more of an open mind when they're eating beets. Another great, not really recipe, but sort of idea that you can try to do to entice your kids to eat more healthy is have the food already out on the counter for when they get home. Yes, this promotes that they are going to be eating, but chances are if you're not there or a supervisor is not there to watch them and moderate what they're going to eat, they're going to eat anyways. So why not already have it out and say, you can have this. Or, hey, kids, look, Mama has out for you different sorts of nut spreads, such as peanut butter, almond butter, and various sorts of toppings. You can do dried fruit, bananas, honey are all great things. You can even do the celery with the peanut butter, have the celery in the fridge right there so they can take that out and maybe even have their name on it and say, put a little bit of peanut butter or almond butter on top of this. Little healthy things like that are much better for children than, say, ice cream or those fruit snacks that you see bagged up into bags or donuts or whatever, chips. I mean, they're just terrible things that our children should not eat unless it's a special occasion or a social gathering that it's going to be like one of those blue moon type, once in a blue moon type incidents. So having the food out for children to see or having the food out and sort of displayed in a way that, you know, kind of it's like a do-it-yourself sort of snack bar, if you will. And I think that kind of entices children to kind of think outside the box and say, oh, I made a peanut butter jelly sandwich today, but it didn't have jelly. It had honey on it and granola. And it was really good, you know, and have dinner conversation. When you come home to cook dinner for your family, say, hey kids, what'd you have today for after school snacks? And if they tell you something that is sort of like, oh, I had a fruit gusher, or why does it matter? And then just explain it, because, you know, I come home and I cook dinner, and I want to make sure that what I'm cooking is going to, you know, give you what you guys need as far as your nutrients and stuff. So having those kinds of conversations and really learning and hearing about what your kids are intaking during their school day, even, you need to ask them what they had for lunch, but also ask them what they had for that midday or afternoon snack is really important. It helps you, it helps them. And again, it will encourage healthy eating habits for years to come. I can't wait for September 23rd. I know it's prior to that, so it's kind of pointless for me to say that. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in today. This has been Power Snacks, and we'll be back next Friday. Have a good one, guys.